Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 6 episode 32 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today where we finally got a 2 days in a row daily podcast. Today we're going to go into Alma 56 in this week's Come Follow Me materials in August the 19th to August the 25th. Bit of a shorter one today, but I just want to have a look at in Alma 56, Helaman writes an epistle to Captain Moroni recounting the adventures, for want of a better word, of the stripling warriors. Now, to try and not kind of go too much bogged down into the war details, but basically there is a need for supplies to a certain city, and the plan is put together that these stripling warriors led by Helaman would be a decoy, if you like, to draw out the Lamanites out of this stronghold, taking these supplies to another city. And then when they come out and start to chase after these stripling warriors, that the greater or older, more senior, let's say, Nephite army, led by a man called Antipas, would then and overtake and defeat this army. But basically what happens is that the Lamanites realize once they've been drawn out that it is a trick. They spot Antipas's men after them, and so they speed up to try and overtake the sons of Ammon and Helaman, so that they can slay them, and the Helaman and his stripling warriors realize they're being chased, and so they up their speed of their march, and they realize that they've lost the Lamanites, but there is uncertainty about how they've lost them, whether they have just lost them or if Antipas has overtaken them. Anyway, without trying to getting more bogged down into the details than I said I would, it's at this moment that I want to stop in verse 43, because it's what the Come Follow Me manual suggests, but also it's kind of this moment, this decision moment. Could the sons have the faith to fight, even though they probably weren't well versed in war? I mean, let's not forget, and I think this is only really something that I've kind of thought about this time around studying it. Not only were these sons young in terms of the world and their place in it, but also don't forget who their parents are. We know about the faithful mothers who have taught them, but let's not forget about the fathers who are the ones who laid down their weapons in deciding to not take up arms and anymore. This obviously means that they will have had faithful and dedicated fathers who kept their covenants and who were covenant keepers. But actually, they were also individuals that didn't fight, and so probably didn't have sword fighting with their sons or things like that to try and encourage their sons to get into this life. These sons had very little experience of warfare at all with the parents that they had, because, of course, they had buried their weapons. And so they will have had no experience of battle or warfare or anything like that, which is what makes the call or the response even more incredible when Helaman says, "Therefore, what say ye, my sons? Will ye go against them to battle?" And in verse 45, he says, "And now I say unto you, my beloved brother Moroni, that never had I seen so great courage, nay, not amongst all the Nephites." An incredible kind of statement to make when you think about the Nephites and how they are battling the Lamanites, and they are pretty obedient and covenant keeping right now. President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "One certain way each can demonstrate genuine love for mother is to live the truths mother so patiently taught. On this continent, in times described in the Book of Mormon, we read of a brave and good and noble leader, Helaman. Helaman described the activities of these 2,000 young men. Never had I seen so great courage. As they said unto me, behold, our God is with us, and he will not suffer that we should fall. Then let us go forth. Now they had never thought, yet they did not fear death. Yea, they had been taught by their mothers that if they did not doubt, God would deliver them." Close quote. And this is obviously, you know, this teaching from the parents and this example from the parents that came forth from these young men mentioned some others in particular, and they said that they didn't doubt. I think that this is such a wonderful experience of an example of faith overcoming this fear, and how that can help us in our decisions that we make in our lives, when sometimes we may have to make decisions which are full of fear and uncertainty. And of course, we read the outcome in verse 56. Behold, to my great joy, there had not one soul of them fallen to the earth. And yea, they had fought as it was with the strength of God. Yea, never were men known to have fought with such miraculous strength, and with such mighty power did they fall upon the Lamanites that they did frighten them. And for this cause did the Lamanites deliver themselves up as prisoners of war. They were so fearful, these Lamanites, at the faith and the certainty and confidence that these young men had, that many of them gave up and became prisoners. Which again just shows how not only the Lord was able to protect them from death, but also made it so that they did as little fighting as they had to possible. And I think that is another example from their faith. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.